Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Ill. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for his sheep. He is the good shepherd, and he is the one who loves you. He has promised that he leads you through the valley of the shadow of death. And in this world where sin and the wages of sin, death itself, are so prevalent, the Lord Jesus Christ comes to you with his comfort. And how is it that he comforts you? By nothing less than offering himself, the good shepherd, into death. He lays down his life, and he takes up his life again. He does this not because anyone takes his life from him by force, but only because he is the one who lays down his life as a sacrifice for you. And so, when you are afraid and concerned and wonder how life can go on, when you are struck by guilt and shame for your sinfulness, when you are affected by grief and pain and heartache of the sinful world around you, when you recognize your own failures in your body and your mind and your sinful flesh, the Lord Jesus calls you and says, "See, I'm still here. I'm still your good shepherd. I laid down my life for you. I died for you, and I rose again for you, and I am the one who gives you every comfort." These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. No, these are the words of your Savior who loves you, who declares that you are one of his precious little lambs, who cares for you, who remains with you, who is with you always, who has promised that when you go missing, he will leave behind all the others and go find you, because you matter to the Lord Jesus, and you are the one that he loves and defends and protects. You are the one that he laid down his life for, and he has taken up his life again so that you will have life with him in his eternal sheepfold, and you will celebrate with him in the eternal banquet before your enemies, because sin and death and the devil have nothing on you, because Jesus your Lord cares for you. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death, the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name, and follow where he leads, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.